Welcome to This Is Your Life with Michael Hyatt, where our goal is to help you win at work and succeed at life. My name is Stu McLaren, your host for season 5 of the podcast, and I am in studio with the one and only Mr. Michael Hyatt.
Mr. Stu, good to see you.
How's it going, buddy? Good to see you. Now, this episode is going to be controversial.
Absolutely.
We know this because you wrote a blog post on this subject that sparked a lot of back and forth engagement. There were two really distinct sides on this.
Yep.
And so we're going to be talking today about why public profanity is bad for your bottom line.
Fasten your seatbelt.
Yes. And I kind of want to set the stage for this a little bit.
Okay.
Because this is not just something that is out of a moral perspective.
That's right.
You're really talking about profanity from a business perspective, that it really impacts and affects the bottom line.
Yeah, I want to set it aside as kind of a moral issue. And I do believe, by the way, it's a moral issue, but I'm not discussing that right now.
Right.
I think the issue is that it is bad for business. And I'll tell you why. I came to this realization because there was another person that I admire very much who has tremendous content that I wanted to share with my audience. And I did share it, but I got some blowback because many people, hundreds of people in my audience, were offended at his language. And so, you know, honestly, for me, I could get past that. You know, I kind of consider it like if I go get a good steak and it's got some fat on it, I mean, I just trim the fat off and I eat the meat, right?
Right, so you're still getting something out of it.
Yeah, I'm still getting something out of it. So I think I've got the maturity to handle that. It's not a big deal. But for my audience, when I'm getting those emails and having to defend somebody on a point that I don't really want to defend him on,
right?
You know, I don't mind defending him on his content or engaging with my audience about his content, but it created conversations I didn't want to have.
Yep.
It created kind of a high maintenance situation where I was spending a lot of my time dealing with it. And I finally came to the conclusion, I'm not going to promote him anymore to my audience because it's just not worth the effort. It's just too high maintenance. So in that sense, it was bad for his business. Now, he may think, no big deal, I don't care, and that's fine, but that's a business decision. But I don't think it's arguable that it didn't cost him business.
And this is important because it was not his content that you didn't believe
in. That's it.
Because the content itself was very valuable, which is why you wanted to share it with your audience in the first place.
That's right.
But it was the way he packaged that content, you know, with profanity throughout, that really caused a lot of extra challenges for you and therefore became more of a hindrance than something that you enjoyed sharing.
Exactly right. So the bottom line was the juice wasn't worth the squeeze, and so I stopped promoting him. And it made me wonder how many other people who have a similar audience to me have the same reaction and won't promote him.
Right, and who would otherwise promote him because he's got great content.
That's right.
But are choosing not to because of the way he delivers it.
That's right. And he probably doesn't know it because nobody wants to share it with him because it kind of sounds trivial or small or, you know, you can't handle it or whatever. I was a little embarrassed the fact that I had to not promote that. I thought, gosh, this is great stuff. I mean, I had a whole conversation inside of my head, but it's just not worth it.
So let's talk about this because fortunately for us, we can avoid the potential brand damage by weighing the costs of cussing. And you have 3 reasons why public profanity can really hurt our brands. And I want to dig into that because, again, this is not a moral issue.
Right.
This is how profanity is affecting and costing you when it comes to your bottom line.
Yep.
And so let's get into the 3 reasons why public profanity really hurts our brand.
Well, first of all, profanity alienates people. You know, cussing is generally done in private.
Yeah.
And so when it's occasionally done in public, you know, you're taking something that's private, that's unfamiliar, that makes people uncomfortable, and you're doing it in a public context, and it alienates people. Definitely, I can tell you for a fact, it alienates people in my audience.
Right.
People that come from a more religious or a Christian worldview, or I think probably any kind of religious frame of reference, it creates alienation. It creates separation between you and the kind of audience you're trying to reach. Now, I know that sometimes, and I got this response when I did the blog post, people said, well, but it creates authenticity. That's the way I am. People either like it or they don't like it, but that's just the way I am.
And I want to attract people who like who I am.
Yeah, and you know, I suppose there's an argument to be made, but I don't think people are being drawn to you because of your cussing.
Right.
You know, maybe it's because of the force of your ideas or the fact that you're irreverent about ideas, but the cussing is just, you know, something that's tangential to what's really important, the primary thing that makes you, you.
Yeah, they're not connecting with people just because people cuss. They're connecting because of the ideas and the values and so forth. But the cussing itself, although the person may feel like that's who they are and they're being more authentic, that's not the singular reason why they're connecting with you.
No, and I've never had anybody write an email to me and say, you know, I love your content, but if you would just use more profanity, you know, I could connect with it more. You know, it would be a lot more meaningful to me.
Right.
You know, people don't ever say that.
But they do say the inverse.
They do say the inverse.
Because what happens is the profanity becomes a distraction.
Yes.
For some people. And when it becomes a distraction, it's taking their attention away from the real value that you're delivering, which is your content.
Right.
And that's really where it's starting to cost people.
And I would ask this person, if I were to sit down with them face to face, or anybody that feels like they need to use public profanity to advance their business, is this really the conversation you want to have?
Mm.
Or is it how compelling your ideas are? Or what solutions you're offering, or what answers you're giving? Don't you really want the conversation to be about that? Because I'm telling you, it gets in the way. It alienates people. Probably half of your potential audience, it's gonna alienate.
And it is a real big divide. Like, people are very adamant one way or the other. It's a good thing or it's a bad thing. But there's really no middle ground.
No, there's not any middle ground.
And you experienced this firsthand with that blog post.
Oh my gosh, I did. People were very divided on it. I think the people that were defending cussing or public profanity were in the minority. And again, it just alienated people. And my concern is that if I promote people that do that, then it's not long before I get painted with the same brush.
Right.
You know, people just say, well, he's in that same crowd. And I don't want people to turn me off, because I got a bigger agenda and a bigger mission than just, you know, being authentic. Authenticity is something that needs to be in the service of something else. It's not an end in itself. Does that make sense?
Totally. Yeah. And so I think one of the misconceptions here, though, is that people were viewing your take on profanity as though you were saying they're a bad person because
right.
they're cussing. And that's, again, not what you're saying.
No,
here
that's
at
not
all.
What I'm saying. It's not. I'm not trying to say this in a judgmental, moralistic kind of way. I'm really not. Again, I can handle it.
Yeah.
But apparently my audience can't, and I don't blame them. You know, I think when we dumb down culture and make it more and more coarse, it's not helpful. You know, and what's funny about it is, I doubt very seriously that these people who are cussing from the stage like sailors are cussing that way at home in front of their preschool children.
Right.
I can almost guarantee you they're not.
And so then the question would become, why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Because if that's who they are and they're very authentic, then there's some filter that they're running if they're with their children and with their kids.
They know better.
Right.
In their heart of hearts, they know better.
So that's this is a great point. So this is the first reason why profanity can really hurt our brand, and that is because it alienates people. What's the second reason?
The second one is that profanity can hurt your brand. Not only does it alienate people, but can it ding your brand because people begin to associate you with this. And in this one particular case, and I really don't want to mention this person because I don't think that's going to be helpful to the conversation. We all know people that would fit the bill here, but it does hurt their brand. They begin to think of that thing, public profanity, first, not the thing that they stand for.
Right, like, is that what you really want to become associated with and known for?
Yeah, I remember going to see a comedian several years ago, somebody that I really admired, that I thought was incredibly funny, and my daughter and her husband gave us great tickets to this performance. And he was funny, but in the first 10 minutes, he used so much unbelievable profanity. And I've never done this before. I promise you I'm not a prude. Gail and I both, without even talking about it, stood up and walked out
Wow.
of that comedy performance. Huh. And ever since then, I've thought of that's his brand.
Right.
You know, that's what he's associated with. I did a little research here. In one study, CareerBuilder.com found that bosses tend to look down on employees who swear.
Wow.
So if you think that's going to create credibility at work, no, people tend to not think of it that way. You might find the occasional person that does, but in general, bosses tend to look down on it. Even sports recruiters say that rough language can cost college students recruitment opportunities.
Huh.
So it really can ding your brand. And again, I would say your brand is your promise. right? Your brand is the thing by which you're known to the world. And is it really swearing that you want to be known for?
I have another example of this. Very recently, my wife and I went to watch a concert, and it was for a band that we absolutely love. It's one of our all-time favorite bands. We've seen them probably 3 or 4 times prior to this. Well, their last album was an enormous hit and really exploded their career. And I don't know what happened after that, from the last time that we saw them to this time.
So you'd seen them live previously.
We've seen them many times previously live. But this most recent performance, the lead singer was cussing like a sailor. And, you know, again, I was similar to you in that I was like, okay, well, I'm getting beyond that. I'm just, you know, enjoying the songs and so forth. But my wife, she just kept coming back to us. She's like, why is he swearing so much? She's like, does he think he's bigger than he is? Like, has he got this ego now? And, you know,
is he trying to impress?
Yeah. And she was just, that's all she could focus on. And so even when they were in singing their new songs, she's like, I don't even like these songs. And I think part of it was she didn't like the songs because she was turned off, you know, in the beginning from the way that he was cussing from stage. And the songs were great, you know, like
he didn't need that.
He didn't need that. But it was amazing to me how once he started cussing right from the get-go, it immediately changed Amy's perception of his performance. And that was a great lesson for me in terms of, again, how cussing and profanity can really damage the brand, because his brand was the music.
Right.
But now that's been damaged because he was swearing from stage, and that's left a bad taste in her.
And now he's known as the guy that swears from stage. And it feels juvenile to me.
Mm.
Do you remember the first time you heard somebody swear when you were in junior high or something, and it was like...
You couldn't believe it.
You couldn't believe it. And it was because it's appropriate in junior high.
Yeah.
It's not appropriate later. You don't need to be able to say that to be cool. You've got to be known by something else, and it's not your swearing. It's your work.
So this is a really big point in terms of your brand. Do you want your brand to be known for profanity, or do you want it to be known for something else? And where you put your energy is where... The focus becomes, especially when it comes to your brand.
Totally, yep.
Okay, so 2 reasons thus far. Profanity alienates people and profanity damages your brand. We've got 2 more reasons that profanity is bad for your bottom line. We're gonna get to both of those in just a minute.
If you're like most members of my audience, you're committed to winning at work and succeeding in life. But the truth is, you struggle with finding enough time to do it all. And that's exactly why I wrote my new ebook, Shave 10 Hours Off Your Work Week, 4 proven strategies for creating more margin for the things that matter most. You can't buy Shave 10 Hours Off Your Work Week, but you can get it for free by subscribing to my free email newsletter. My email newsletter notifies you whenever I've posted fresh content to my blog, so you don't always have to visit my blog to stay up to date. To get your free copy of the Shave 10 Hours Off Your Work Week ebook, visit michaelhyatt.com and enter your name and email address into the form on the page. If you're tired of feeling like there's never enough time to get it all done, don't miss your chance to discover how to reclaim the margin you deserve. Sign up at michaelhyatt.com.
Welcome back. We are talking about swearing, in particular, how it affects your bottom line and that cussing is bad for business. And Michael, you have given us 2 reasons thus far in terms of why profanity is bad for the bottom line. 1, profanity alienates people. 2, profanity damages your brand. What's the 3rd reason?
The 3rd one I'd say is that profanity isn't effective. You know, shock value diminishes over time. When what is, at one point, is uncommon and there's a certain shock, after a while it wears off. And so then at that point, you have to escalate. You have to use even more shocking language. And that's what's happened, by the way, in our society. You know, it used to be that certain words were kind of, you know, over the line and people used those. And then it got to where you had to go all the way, you know, to the wall to get people's attention. So at some point, there's the law of diminishing returns and it's just doesn't work. Or you're cussing all the time. I know one speaker that does that. It's just a constant barrage of profanity and it's just not effective.
Right. It just doesn't have the same impact that they may think it does.
That's right. Where at first it's kind of a novelty, and then after a while, a lot of people are doing that, and they're doing it a lot, and it's just not effective.
All right, Michael. So we've talked about 3 reasons thus far that profanity is bad for the bottom line. What's the 4th reason?
4th reason is it's just unnecessary. Profanity is unnecessary. You and I were talking before we began this episode about some comedians that we really admire. And they're able to be funny, apparently, without the use of profanity. Now, I've not heard all these guys live, but one of my favorite comedians is Brian Regan.
Yeah.
And I've heard him live twice, and he's been amazing both times. No profanity, at least that I remember. Totally clean show. I feel great about having my kids or my grandkids there, but he was off the charts funny.
And you have a whole different appreciation for somebody who's able to be that funny without the shock value of profanity or, you know, stories that, you know, really go over the top.
Yeah, I think so. And I think that when somebody feels they need to use profanity, not only is it juvenile, but it diminishes the work. It reflects their insecurity that somehow they can't, the work can't stand on its own, that they don't have enough insight. So somehow they got to amp it up artificially, use profanity as a way of bonding with people or getting a cheap laugh when it's really not necessary. I say work harder on your comedy, work harder on your work. Get to a place where it'll stand on its own and it doesn't have to be propped up with your language.
And I would encourage people when they're finished listening to the episode to go and check out the show notes. We'll post a link to Brian Regan's video on called The Me Monster, which is easily one of the most hilarious things I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
But it's a great example, again, of being able to be really funny without using any profanity whatsoever.
Yeah, he's terrific.
Awesome. Okay, so you've covered 4 reasons why profanity can really affect the bottom line. Number 1, profanity alienates people. Number 2, profanity damages your brand. Number 3, profanity isn't effective. And number 4, profanity isn't necessary. As we wrap up this episode, I'd love to explore 5 specific hits that our brands can take due to public profanity. And this really started from our good friend Ray Edwards. He did a podcast episode called 5 Reasons Cussing is Costing You Cash. Can you
tell he's a copywriter?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it gets all the alliteration in there.
Perfect.
Yeah.
But let's talk about that, because it was a great episode and it, you know, certainly relates to what we're talking about here.
Well, and we'll have a link in the show notes back to that episode, because in many ways Ray was more eloquent than I. And for some reason, people got kind of twisted up and misunderstood me, and it's probably my fault in the communication, but Ray made it very clear, and these are the reasons that he gave. And the first one was that cussing costs you promotional opportunities from major influencers. There are certain people, certain companies that don't want to be associated with cussing or with profanity, because they know that that association is going to ding their brand. And you'll never know who didn't invite you, who didn't tweet you, who didn't promote you on Facebook, who didn't do a book review. You'll never know, but there are people that are just going to avoid that because of their own personal value system, because of what it's going to cost them in terms of dinging their own brand.
And you kind of see this actually play out in terms of how major influencers and companies do or don't want to associate themselves with different people or brands or personalities based on these certain things. And you see this play out in athletics. You know, if an athlete gets in trouble for whatever reason, all of a sudden, boom, all the promotional partners and sponsors are distancing themselves. You see it in presidential candidates who perhaps have a particular viewpoint, and then all of a sudden, boom, you know, certain businesses that we're doing business with, those candidates are distancing themselves.
Yeah, we've seen that just recently.
Yeah. And so, although we may not think this impacts our bottom line, as you said, there are certain influencers that are going to distance themselves, particularly around certain issues, and profanity is one of them, because they just don't want to be associated with
it. Well, and to put it in the opposite context, you're never going to see a company not associate with you because you don't cuss. In other words, they're not going to say, if he only cussed, then we'd be associated with him.
Yeah, then I'd give him a sponsorship.
There's a little more profanity, we're on board. Second reason here, or a second hit that your brand can take, is that cussing costs you personal recommendations from individuals. Mm-hmm. Just certain people I want to endorse because of this. Again, not because it's a moral issue. I think they have wonderful content. The content absolutely stands on its own. But because the association is going to cost me a lot of personal grief. Right. I'm going to end up defending them on something that I don't really want to have a conversation about. And it's just stupid.
And you actually had a situation one time where you had somebody that you did want to help promote. They were known for cussing. And you said the only way you would do this is if they did a promotion for your audience was zero cussing.
Right.
And that was a showstopper. I mean, if they didn't agree to that, it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, I couldn't afford it. I couldn't take the hit to my own brand. Amazingly, that person who cusses from the stage and can't seem to stop totally dried up on my show.
And it was a great promotion and a great interview.
Yeah.
And your audience got great value from.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as a result, you were able to sell lots of books for that person.
Absolutely.
So it's a good example of that. Okay. So those are two hits that cost us cash when it comes to cussing. What's the third one?
Yeah, third one that Ray had was that cussing erodes trust. You know, and I think that when you think if a guy's not more sensitive to his audience, if he's so concerned about establishing his own brand that he's not paying attention to his audience, the fact that there are going to be some people that don't get it, that's going to erode trust. And it's going to erode my trust in his judgment.
Right.
You know, his ability to conduct himself or to comport himself in a way that is respectful to my audience. I think fundamentally it's disrespectful.
Right. Okay, so cussing erodes trust is number three. What's the fourth reason?
Cussing distracts from the core value you provide. And it kind of goes back to this whole thing we've said again. You know, what's your value proposition? What is it you have to offer? You're probably not in the business to offend people through profanity.
Hmm.
So if that's not your core value and your core value proposition, then you might want to dial this back because it gets in the way.
Yeah. Okay. So cussing distracts from the core value you provide. And that was what we were talking about in particular with even some of the comedians, with the example that I gave with the concert. You know, my wife loves that band and loves the music, but the cussing completely distracted her from the actual music.
Well, and that leads us actually to the fifth hit that brands take when they allow for profanity. And that is, Ray had this, cussing will cause some people to actively oppose your brand. So my guess is that in that band's situation, Amy, who again doesn't have a moral issue with it, but she's probably going to just tell people, you don't want to go to that because it's not about the music anymore.
Yeah, she was complaining about it to her friends.
Yeah.
That was one of the first things that she was talking about, was not about how good the concert was, but you know how distracting it became that he was cussing from stage. And her whole thing was just like, who does he think he is? Like,
yeah.
he wasn't doing that before. Like, why has he all of a sudden changed? You know, and it totally changed her perception of it.
Well, the comedian that we walked out on, we did the same thing. I mean, this was a guy that we would have happily promoted him prior to that concert. But after that concert, after we walked out on it, after we felt like we'd been robbed of these very expensive tickets that had been given to us by my daughter and her husband, we actively campaigned against him. I mean, we just said, you don't want to go to that concert. I mean, the guy, he's out of control. And really, it was so over the top. I can't imagine anybody sitting through that conference and feeling, or concert and feeling good about it.
Wow. So as we wrap up, we talked about the five specific hits that our brand will take. And Ray Edwards outlined this in his show. And again, we'll link that up in the show notes. But number one, cussing costs you promotional opportunities with other influencers. Number two, cussing costs you personal recommendations from individuals. Three, cussing erodes trust with your audience. Number four, cussing distracts from the core value you provide. And number five, cussing will cause some people to actively oppose your brand. If you've enjoyed today's episode, we encourage you to go to michaelhyatt.com and get the show notes. We'll link up some of the videos, the podcast episode from Ray Edwards that we talked about here today. That's all going to be available in the show notes. You can find that at michaelhyatt.com. Also, you'll be able to see the video version of today's episode. That too is available at michaelhyatt.com. While you are online, can you just take a second and jump over to iTunes and rate the podcast? When you do that, it just helps the show get more visibility. We can get it in front of more great people like you, and that's what we're after. So if you could take a second to do that, that would be wonderful. Michael, as we wrap up this episode, do you have any final thoughts?
Yeah, I would just say, ask yourself the question, is it worth it? You know, you better be very clear and have specific examples of why it's worth it. Otherwise, don't do it. It's costing you business that you don't even know about.
Well, thank you, Michael, and thank you, the listener. Remember, until next time, your life, your one and only life, is a gift. Now go make it count.